This series is about female farmers in Ghana and in Denmark. It is about women who show that small-scale farming and sustainable agriculture is the only way forward. Women who, by their actions, fight the oppressions of capitalism, patriarchy, and neocolonialism. Women who say no to conventional farming, no to industrial fertilizers, no to pesticides. Women who find solutions to heal the soil, to lower their impact on climate change, and to protect nature. Women who reclaim the soil.
My land is my life, and it could have taken care of me and my generations.
When you're a farmer, your land is your food to feed your family, your work and your income to pay for your children's education. Sometimes it is even the place where you have your house. So imagine how it must feel when a foreign company comes to your land, forces you to leave, and decides to look for gold, for example. This is called land grabbing, and it is a serious issue in Ghana. Because even if it is legal, in most cases, the locals were not asked whether they wished to give away their land. They were not informed either about the economical and environmental impacts when the companies took over their land, and the compensation they received was insufficient.
They put up a house for you, and that is all. They give you small money, and then you have to go and look for someone whose land has not been taken, and then you hire the land to farm on. So that is a big problem, and you have to pay. You have to pay for the land that you have acquired from the owner.
But that one-time compensation the locals received from Newmont Gold Corp cannot cover rent for a long period. And on top of that, the few landowners who can rent a share of their land take advantage of the situation.
Now there is more demand for land. Formerly it was cheaper. And because 1, 2, 3 are coming to him and saying, I want land, I want land, what he does is to increase the price. Yeah, and because of it, that's one problem they are faced with. Two, at times when you have cropped, and during the time you are to harvest, the landowner will come and say, please, I want my land back. And that is terrible.
Land grabbing is a perfect illustration of neocolonialism. More than 100 years ago, Ghana was a British colony. And its name wasn't Ghana, but the Gold Coast. Today, Ghana remains a place for foreign companies to come and mine for gold. And it is made possible by the local authorities, the corrupted chiefs, and the local laws. But change is on its way. And Gladys Adusa from the NGO ECASA works to empower women and to demand policy changes.
Their mining policies are as old as the creation of the world. No changing. So we want the policy change that says that if you are coming to take my land for something, the prior informed consent of the community members should be the priority. It was not part of the existing laws. And we are saying that if it is that, then the community knows that this thing is going to happen. We negotiate and we come to agreement that my land will be taken, but this is how much I want to take, and you pay me for life. But recently, the law says that all the minerals in the soil belongs to the government. So they do negotiation with the multinationals in Accra here. You will sit in the community, they will just come and say that all this area has been given to me for mining. So nobody should step there. And the wee people, the EPA, that is Environmental Protection Agency, said that they are also going to settle them. They will give them this, they will give them that. But all the promises they didn't do. Now we want to say that there should be a policy change. That
in Denmark, access to land is also an issue, as land has been concentrated among large-scale farms, giving limited opportunities for young farmers. As explains Birgit Beck, who has a farm in the northwest of Aarhus in Denmark.
First of all, it's very hard to find an apprenticeship. And secondly, It's a huge point of concern how to eventually manage to actually get out and get your hands dirty. Imagine you're a young person saying, now, I want to be a farmer and establish myself. What do I do? I don't believe that you, as a young farmer, can go to the bank and take up a loan at face value. If you are to take over a farm, transition from father to son generation, that is, for some reason it is rather easy to borrow a huge amount of money by guaranteeing payment in your property. But if you come to the bank and want to borrow money to purchase 25 hectares, I believe that would be rather difficult if you own nothing in advance. So I do understand that young farmers these days start to think differently in terms of cooperatives and alternative setups involving more people. I find it incredibly exciting that you aim to discover new ways of ownership.
This is what Leo and Tanny did. Together with a collective of young people, they bought some land, which they now use for organic farming.
You often hear that purchasing land in Denmark is very expensive, and that is true if you want a big conventional enterprise. But most people farming the way we do will only utilize a couple of hectares that won't overrun the budget. I think that the actual economic challenges are due to what all the subsidy options are centered around. The bigger the better. But the actual access to land, if you just want to cultivate a couple of hectares, for that you can borrow the money.
Der kan man godt låne pengene.
This podcast is made by Lydpol for the environmental organization NOAH and Frie Bønder Levende Land, La Via Campesina, Denmark. It is funded by the European Union. NOAH and Frie Bønder Levende Land are alone responsible for the content. Thank you.